What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275, specializing in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and your vitality and your well-being and to addressing your challenges, your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system and a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. And while this healing and renewing system may seem like a miracle to some folks, it really is nothing more than business as usual for the human body. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulation, skincare, questions about ingredients you may have heard of, if there's anything in the news you want to talk about, we welcome your phone calls, 855-660-4261. And, of course, if you have a success story, we love hearing those, 855-660-4261. For you guys who are interested in purchasing any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or joining the Bright Side Ben team and starting a longevity business, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart, or click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a little bit to water, and you drink it throughout the day, sip on it throughout the day. It's a great way to get your water-soluble vitamins. It's a great way to get fat-soluble vitamins, too, especially if you're dealing with gallbladder problems or digestive issues. You also get amino acids, inositol, choline, electrolytes, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's $50 a canister, and if you're like most folks, you'll notice results within one or two doses, results like more energy, lower blood pressure, results like appetite suppression, weight loss, all from using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. First of all, I want to thank everyone for being here. We're back live again today. Some of you noticed and pointed out via email and Facebook that we ran a week of reruns last week. I was out of town attending the Society of Cosmetic Chemists annual trade show. That's the highlight of my chemistry year, the SCC ingredient show. On our last live Bright Side episode, we were addressing osteoporosis and bone strength and blood acidity, and I promised I would talk about raising blood pH, things that you could do, some real tools that you could use to raise blood pH, as well as some real tools that you can use to help make your bones strong. I was also going to talk a little bit about the whole fish oil thing that was in the news a couple of weeks back before I went away. I think I'm going to hold off on that for now. We'll talk about oils when we finish up on bones and acidity. Then we can talk about oils and why I think they're so important. Oils are highly electrically active, and they, in my opinion, essential fatty acids and good fats are a very, very, very important part of not only good health, but also getting enough fats, getting enough good fats, getting enough essential fatty acids is a great way to lose weight. How do you like that? You need fat to lose weight, and we'll be talking about that in a couple of days. Last week while I was gone, Angelina Jolie made headlines opting for a double mastectomy rather than good living to protect herself from breast cancer. I'm not going to talk about the really utter stupidity of butchering your body, distorting your God-given biological systems on the advice of some misguided proponent, advocate, ambassador from the world of medical surgery, from the world of the drug model, the world of the pharmaceutical paradigm of health. Now, I don't want to talk about that. As stupid as that is, we could talk about that a lot. The sheer lunacy of removing key biological systems and key structures to protect yourself from what is, at the end of the day, a lifestyle health issue. Cancer is a lifestyle health issue. It's a hormone health issue. It's a lymphatic health issue. It's a toxicity issue. It is not a organ issue. Breast cancer is not a breast issue. It's a toxicity issue. Leaving aside the epigenetic factors, the nutritional factors that transcend genetics and genes, the lifestyle issues, the nutritional issues that control genetics, leaving all of this aside, leaving aside the fact that this poor woman was convinced to voluntarily hack off her appendages, not because she had genetics for cancer, okay? She didn't have the genetics for cancer. She had the genetics for an increased risk of getting cancer. Let's be clear here. This whole genetic correlation to cancer doesn't mean that you're going to get the cancer. It means you have a slightly higher risk of getting cancer, something like a 5% to 10% higher risk of getting cancer. This poor woman hacked off her breast because she had a 5 to 10% increased risk of getting cancer. Did anybody tell her about cleaning up her diet? Did anybody tell her about nutritional supplements? Did anybody tell her about lifestyle changes? Now, leaving aside all of this nonsense, and we could certainly talk about it at another time, leaving aside all of this, there is an interesting relationship between breast health and bone health, and there's a lot of things that breast disease and breast cancer and osteoporosis have in common. First of all, there's the whole issue of acidity. Cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment. According to the Budwig Center, an alternative cancer treatment facility in the UK, and by the way, these guys have a great website, budwigcenter.com, B-U-D-W-I-G. If you're dealing with cancer, you know somebody dealing with cancer, there's a lot of neat articles on this website, budwigcenter.com. According to the Budwig Center, cancer patients have an acidity level 1,000 times greater than healthy people. And as we spoke about previously, excess blood acidity, in essence, dissolves our bones too, which means that if you're doing what you need to be doing to help your body maintain an alkaline blood pH, you're going to be able to keep your breasts and you're going to be able to keep your bones too. For the most part, excess blood acidity means there's a problem. Excess blood acidity means toxicity. Acid is a waste product of normal cell metabolism. And if acids are building up in the blood, the chances are pretty good something is wrong. If acid's building up in the blood, if you're running low pH, if you're running acidic, if your blood is running acidic, probably there's some sick cells in there. There's some inflammation in your body. There's some sick cells in your body. If you want to prevent cancer or you want to prevent osteoporosis, what you want to be doing is making sure your cells are healthy, making sure your cells are living in a healthy environment before lopping off your breasts or lopping off your appendages or taking some toxic drug to supposedly keep bones strong. Supposedly. There's no drugs that can keep bones strong. Genetic mutations are not the cause of cancer. Let me say that again. Genetic mutations are not the cause of cancer. Our genes are victims just as much as cells are. Genetic mutations are a sign that something's wrong, that cell chemistry has gone awry. Usually because cells are being starved, because cells are being suffocated, and because cells are accumulating toxicity. This is the cause of all disease. All disease is cell disease, and all cell breakdown, all cell disease is a sign of inflammation, toxification, starvation, and suffocation. And the more starved a cell is, the more toxic a cell is, the more suffocated a cell is, the more it becomes inflamed. And the more inflamed it becomes, the more toxic, starved, and suffocated it gets. And this vicious downward spiral can continue downward until we drop dead. Osteoporosis, likewise, is not a calcium issue. It's caused by cell chemistry that's gone awry. In fact, cell chemistry gone awry is the cause of all diseases, as Rudolf Virchow, the famous cellular biochemist, pointed out over 100 years ago. Acidity in the blood, or more accurately, relative acidity, means something is wrong. All right, we'll continue this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
For Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. If you like what you hear, we're on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also go to benfuchsarchive.com. All the shows are tagged and labeled. Thank you to my friend Peter in the UK. You can also check out my blog, which we're trying to update regularly, at pharmacistben.com. For you guys who have communicated to me through pharmacistben.com or through ben at ksco.com or Facebook, I apologize for being so tardy with my replies. I get lots of emails. Oh, my goodness. And I try to get back to as many people as I can. It's very helpful if you put a phone number. It's much easier for me to reply to you by phone than it is by email. And again, I apologize if I haven't gotten back to you. Again, if you for you guys who sent me a request for the Cancer Outside the Box book, I'm a little behind on getting those out to you as well, but I will be replying as fast as I can. So once again, I apologize. If you have a real serious concern, you can always send me a second email or second request via pharmacistben.com or Facebook and put on the subject heading second or even third or even fourth request, and I'll try to put you to the top of the list. Okay, so we're talking about osteoporosis and blood acidity, this whole idea of lopping off your breast just in case. It's a good thing Angelina Jolie wasn't complaining about headaches. It's a good thing she didn't have the genetics for brain cancer, because some brilliant physician out there would have recommended that she had her head chopped off. That's the stupidity of cutting off your organs to protect yourself from cancer. Doctors take out your breasts. Surgeons will hack off your breast to prevent you from getting breast cancer. They'll take out your ovaries to prevent you from getting ovarian cancer. They're not going to chop your head off to prevent you from getting headaches, but some doctor out there is probably thinking about it. That's the idiocy, the stupidity of the medical model. And it's not a fault of any individual doctors. It's the entire paradigm that is just screwed up. If you're dealing, or if you're concerned about cancer, if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative disease, the first thing you want to do is fix the toxicity in the body. Whether it's osteoporosis or whether it's breast cancer, the first thing to look at is acidity. Acidity in the blood, or relative acidity in the blood, means something is wrong. Could be a breathing issue, because oxygen is very important for helping alkalinize the blood, and carbon dioxide, which builds up if we're having a breathing issue, can contribute to blood acidity. You may have a kidney problem. You may be a diabetic. You may have a digestive issue. You may have a thyroid issue. It may be bad food choices. It may be prescribed drugs that is causing an increase in blood acidity. And ultimately, it means there is microinflammation. Blood acidity leading to diseases like osteoporosis or diseases like cancers are a sign of inflammation, microinflammation. I know I say this all the time, but this is very important to reinforce, the idea of microinflammation. So many of us, myself included, we have a tendency to equate inflammation with a swollen ankle or a black eye. That's macroinflammation. So if we don't always think about microinflammation. We just say, well, I don't seem to have any swelling. I don't have swelling anywhere. There's no inflammation. Well, what I'm talking about is microscopic inflammation. You're not going to see it. You'll know you have it by the effects. Things like fibrosis are a sign of microinflammation. Fibromyalgia is a sign of microinflammation. Chronic fatigue can be microinflammation. Just not feeling good is a sign of microinflammation. This is the inflammation, which is basically a blockade of a damaged area. A tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic damaged area, blockade of this area by fibers. When this happens all over the body, they call it fibrosis, as in cystic fibrosis. Fibromyalgia can be a sign that you're having some kind of fibrosis developing around damaged areas, microscopic damaged areas. It's like a swollen ankle, except it's in an area 100 times smaller than the head of a pin, a tiny microscopic area. So the best way to help your body maintain an alkaline pH to prevent cancer, to prevent bone cancer or breast cancer, to keep your bones strong, is going to be to simply make sure you're healthy overall. This is not a message drug companies want you to know. This is not a message the medical model wants you to know. This is why there's 26 American hospitals that have McDonald's in their cafeterias. And the ones that don't have McDonald's in the cafeterias don't feed you any better. It's why hospitals feel comfortable feeding kids ice cream and Jell-O after they've had their tonsils taken out, after they've had such a severe immune problem, defensive problem, that their lymphatic system is ballooned so severely, so dramatically, that they have to have their part of their lymphatic system removed. That's what a tonsillectomy is. And then, of course, the hospital feels comfortable feeding you ice cream and Jell-O, because if there's any problems, we can just take out an organ. We can just hack something out. Or, of course, we can always give you a drug. The medical model does not want us to know about the basics. It marginalizes the basics of good health, because there's always a drug you can take. You can eat whatever you want. There's always a drug you can take. You don't have to worry about your lifestyle. If you get cancer, we can just take off your breasts. You don't have to worry about your lifestyle. If you're worried about cancer, we'll just take out your breast just in case. This marginalizing of good health is why doctors will say vitamins don't work, because vitamins don't cure heart disease. It's like fish oil doesn't cure heart disease. Not that fish oil is important for good health, not that omega-3s are important for the health of the system. Fish oil or omega-3s don't cure heart disease. This is why doctors will tell you that you can't cure diabetes. They'll tell you that you need Fosamax for your bones. They'll tell you that you need to chop off your breasts if cancer is in your genetics. The fact is that we have a lot of stuff we can do to keep our bones strong, to prevent cancer, to cure diabetes. Yes, to cure it. I hate that word cure because it implies we're sick. To reverse diabetes. Without doctors, with just some simple, inexpensive strategies that we can all do at home, that we all should be doing at home. Correct inhaling, correct exhaling, drinking water, using liquid nutrition, fasting, eating less, exercising, not eating the corporate swill, not participating in the corporate crapola. I was at the airport a couple of days ago. The lines in the food court were the longest at the McDonald's. And I just kind of looked. I wanted to see who is still eating McDonald's today. With all the stuff we know about McDonald's, who could possibly admit in public that they're eating that stuff? And, of course, thinking correct thoughts, avoiding health-damaging feelings, these are also important. When we get angry or think negatively, cortisol levels go up. Healing and growth and repair slow down, and ultimately diseases arise. It was a mere 30 or 40 years ago that saying something like that would have qualified me for a spot on Quack Watch. But today, no one doubts that chronically elevated cortisol from being chronically pissed off shuts down the body's cancer-fighting abilities, destroys health, destroys bone, leads to inflammation, and ultimately shortens our life. How ironic is it that when we are angry at our spouses or our bosses or ourselves or the IRS or the government or the New World Order or doctors or Big Pharma for that matter, when we get angry at any of these entities, we're the ones that get the cancer. How ironic is that? So first of all, take care of basic health. If you're worried about cancer or osteoporosis, if you want to build strong bones, take care of basic health. Start off with a triangle. Correct digestive issues. Correct blood sugar issues. Eat more protein. Eat less crap. Use more essential fatty acids. Eat less French fries. And give your adrenal system a break. Here's something interesting about the adrenal glands. They make growth hormones, they make youth hormones, they make repair hormones, and they make stress and aging hormones. The more stress and aging hormones your adrenals are making, the less growth and youth and repair hormones they're making too. All right, there's so much more I want to tell you about. Well, when we come back, I am going to tell you about an alternative to sodium bicarb that's much better for you. You can make it right in your kitchen. We'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alright, we are back on the bright side. I promise you on the last program I would tell you about an interesting alkalinizing substance that you can use. I'm not a big believer in using alkalinizing substances. It's much, the way I look at it, if your blood is running acidic, there's something wrong. That having been said, there are some things that you can do to alkalinize the blood. Baking soda is one. Dr. Mark Serkis writes a lot about this. The pancreas makes bicarbonate. It is one of the most important blood buffering chemicals in the body. If you're dealing with some kind of pancreatic health issue, and many of us are, the pancreas is making hormones for helping the body utilize blood sugar. So if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic or hypoglycemic, you've got some kind of diabetes issue, you're eating a lot of sugary carbohydrate foods, i.e. most of us, you may have a problem making your own bicarbonate. And Dr. Mark Serkis writes about this quite a bit. Mark Serkis is S-I-R-C-U-S. Sodium bicarbonate is a standard medical blood buffering treatment for acidosis. They'll stick it right in your blood. They use it in surgery and pregnancy, both of which are hard on the system, both of which have a tendency to produce acid. Remember, acid is a sign of stress. And surgery and pregnancy are pretty darn stressful. Then there's the whole cancer connection. Cancer hates alkalinity. Cancer loves acidity. Cancer is a high-energy cell. A cancer cell is a high-energy cell. And it's moving and dividing rapidly. And acid is spewing electrical energy. Alkaline sucks up electrical energy, and this can have a slowing down effect on tumors. Dr. Serkis writes a lot about this in his book, Rich Man's Poor Man's Cancer Treatment, which you can get on the internet. So Dr. Serkis also writes about the University of Arizona Medical Center, which is renowned for their anti-cancer research. A guy named Robert Giles has been getting some really interesting results with just plain old baking soda, especially in terms of breast cancer. Now, keeping in mind, if you're not doing the basics, the triangle of disease, keeping your blood sugar under control, you still need to do all that stuff for good health. If you're not doing all that stuff, baking soda is going to be a band-aid, but you may find some benefits. There is some biochemical logic to using a baking soda supplement if you're worried about cancer, if you just want to alkalinize. If you want to use baking soda, add 1/8 of a teaspoonful into a glass of water. Dr. Serkis recommends adding lemon for the potassium to balance out all that sodium. And he says not to use more than 1.5 to 2 teaspoonfuls of baking soda per 24 hours. So 1/8 of a teaspoonful in a glass of water, throw in a slice of lemon, and don't use more than 1.5 to 2 teaspoonfuls of baking soda per 24 hours. Now, if you want something that's even better than baking soda, that'll still have some of that alkalinizing power, you can use a laxative. Yes, a laxative. And I think I'm going to hold off on telling you what that is tomorrow on The Bright Side. So we'll talk about that as we continue talking about acidity and alkalinity, and then we'll finish up with osteoporosis, and then we'll talk about oils, which are super highly electrical, and why you want to make sure, in my opinion, that you're using oils liberally and regularly, but you're using the correct oils. We'll do that when we finish up talking about osteoporosis and acidity, and tomorrow I'll tell you about this replacement for sodium bicarbonate that is actually involves a laxative. So you want to tune into that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Our number today, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to, Jeff in Indiana. What's going on, Jeff? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hey, Jenny.
What's up, my friend?
That's your buddy. I called you with a tape cut with a...
Jeff, I can't understand you, bro. If you're on speaker, put it on the regular phone. I can't understand you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can't understand you, though. But go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see if that's better.
Okay, is it better?
Yeah? Go ahead. What's up, buddy?
Well, I got to say, you just answered some questions for me just now. I'll listen to you. But I bought the Beyond Singing Tangerine drink. I've used it for 3 days. It's incredible.
I'm telling you, Jeff. You think I'm kidding?
And
folks.
My daughter is 23, and I got her drinking it, and she cannot believe it neither. And she's healthy.
Isn't that amazing, Jeff? Thank you for sharing that. I get these letters all the time, and nobody ever calls me on the air to say this, but I get letters all the time, and I use this stuff all the time. This stuff is incredible. Thank you for sharing that, Jeff. Thank you. That's going to help a lot of people. I really appreciate it. Do you have any questions? Anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I got tingy and numbness in my fingertips now. That's the only problem I got going, and I got my left leg that swells. I got my diet restricted to great food. I got a great friend helping me with everything.
Good deal. Give it some time, Jeff. Yeah, I think I talked to you. I've been talking to you for about a month or two, and it's going to take some time to build up. You're off you were the guy that was on the oxycodone or something. Was that you?
Yeah.
And are you off it?
No, I'm down at 50 milligram a day, man.
Okay, you're on the right track. You're doing good, my friend. The numbness is a sign that the body's starting to break down. There's inflammation in the nerve area like we were talking about earlier. But keep it up. Keep going. Heading in the right direction. You should notice some improvement. And thank you so much for sharing that about the BTT. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything, Jeff. Appreciate it. Moving on, let's go to Brandy in Texas. What is up, Brandy?
Hi, I agree. The Tangy Tangerine has been the best product for me. I'm 37, and I'm on probiotics as well.
Good
deal. But, you talk a lot about the body is, it treats itself and gets your body better. However, we go through menopause, and, I have been using Tangy Tangerine, probiotics. I'm healthy. I can't even eat, solid foods anymore. I'm on crackers and bananas from...
What's up?
constant throwing up, constant diarrhea, constantly sick. Three periods a month.
This is not menopause. Brandy, hang on, Brandy. Are you saying you think this is all your problems with eating are related to menopause?
It's my period, and the prolactins is what I was told that are releasing so much prolactins, which is causing me to be. So my next option is, what are the consequences of just getting the uterus taken?
Big time consequences. Now, how old are you, Brandy?
I'm only 37.
You're way too young. Way too young, and there's something seriously wrong. And removing a uterus is an idiotic strategy, not for you, but for some medical... don't get me started on this. You can't remove organs. They're there for a reason. The Lord did not put organs in the body just for the heck of it. There's no extras.
But we go through menopause.
It doesn't matter. Brandy, sweetheart, first of all, you're way too young to go through menopause, okay? So something's up with your hormone system. What you're going to need to do, especially with your throwing up and the digestion, something's getting into your body that shouldn't be getting into your body. So we need to hit the reset button, Brandy. So here's what you're going to want to do. First of all, the crackers and the bananas are not a great option. You may be having a reaction to bananas. You may be having a reaction to crackers, for that matter. We need to see what is going on with your digestive system, first and foremost. With chronic diarrhea, you're not going to be absorbing your nutrients. If you're not absorbing your nutrients, your entire biochemistry is going to be messed up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So your problem can be something as simple as nutrient absorption. I'm not saying it is, but more than likely that's a huge part of it. So we got to get you to start absorbing some nutrients. The reason you're noticing the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is helping you is because for the first time, you're getting nutrients in a readily to absorb format, but there's still tons more you can do. If you have chronic diarrhea, there's a good chance you're not absorbing your fats. If you're not absorbing your fats, that's going to mess up all of your hormones. It's going to put stress on the system. It's going to elevate your body's stress response hormones. It's going to shorten, or it's going to decrease your production of youth and repair hormones, and it's going to cause accelerated aging, and it's going to be a surefire way to send you into an early menopause. So first and foremost, we got to straighten out your digestive system. Hang on, Brandy. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the bright side talking to Brandy in Texas. Brandy, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, just for anybody listening who's dealing with menopause, if you're having a lousy menopause, what you're probably dealing with is a body that's in distress. Usually it has something to do with insulin and blood sugar. They don't tell you this when they take out your organs. But the first thing you want to do if you're dealing with any health issue, menopause or anything, is you want to figure out the easiest, the cheapest, the most inexpensive, and the healthiest ways to alleviate the issue, to reverse the issue. It's not removing the uterus, folks. It's not taking drugs. It's not a surgical procedure. It has to do with something that you can do at home first. First, you want to do no harm. That's the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm. That means strategies like drinking more water, strategies like the BTT, strategies like deep breathing techniques. These are all the first things that you want to do. Now, Brandy, the fact that you have all these severe digestive issues is really a good thing because it tells you that there's a wonderful approach that we can take. There's a wonderful area that we can mine to help heal the body. So we have a window into what's going on into the biochemistry of the body, so we can kind of, we have a diagnostic tool. When we start to make changes in our life, we can see how our digestive system responds. If our digestive system responds positively, we'll know we're on the right track. So it's a good thing that you have these severe digestive issues. So first of all, what you want to do is you want to link the digestive issues, the nausea, the diarrhea to specific foods. That's always the most important thing whenever there's a digestive health crisis going on. Link your symptoms to food. Now, with you, it sounds like yours are pretty severe, so it should be pretty easy. The biggest culprits are going to be dairy, eggs, peanuts, grains of all kinds, and soy. Certainly processed foods of any kinds can be a problem, and fructose is probably a huge problem. And bananas are a very rich source of fructose, so I'd be taking it way easy on the fruits and the bananas and all these other allergic foods. But most importantly, Brandy, see if you can link the digestive symptoms to foods. Secondly, the fact that you have this chronic diarrhea means that something's going on with your pancreas and your small intestine, and you're not absorbing nutrients. It could also have something to do with stomach acid, and it could have something to do with the bacteria H. pylori. Now, you said you're on probiotics. How many probiotics, how much probiotics are you taking a day? Do you know?
I take three a day.
In terms of billions of units, do you know?
Yes, sir. It's 3,000.
That's not even touching it, sweetheart. You want 80 to 90. billion units, okay? And there's a big, big difference between a small amount of probiotics and a large amount of probiotics. The way you want to dose yourself with probiotics is functionally, which means you want to take as many as you need to start to notice a difference. For most people, it's going to be around 80 to 90 billion units. You can take 150 billion units, but certainly 3,000 units isn't even scratching the surface. Secondly, can you do bone soup? Have you tried the bone soup at all?
No, haven't.
Okay, get yourself on some bone soup. You take a chicken carcass, drop it in water, bring the water to a simmer. You can use a whole chicken. It doesn't have to be a carcass. Throw some apple cider vinegar in there. Turn it into a soup. Make that your main source of nutrients for a day or two. Also, you want to fast so that your body has a chance, your digestive system has a chance to clear out whatever is in there that's causing reactions. When you return to eating regular food from your fast, only eat one food at a time so you can kind of see how your body is responding to those specific foods, and it helps to pick foods that you really, really love, because those are usually the most likely suspects for a digestive problem. So you want liquid nutrients, you want to practice fasting 1 or 2 days, use bone soup. Stay on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and use the probiotics. If you're doing the Beyond Tangy Tangerine too fast, if you're drinking it all at once, that can cause some diarrhea, so make sure you're sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get yourself on something called pancreatin. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes. I'd be using the ultimate enzymes 2 or 3 after meals. I'd be using the pancreatin 2 or 3 after meals as well. Pancreatin, you'll have to get at a health food store. The ultimate enzymes, of course, are your longevity product. The Z-Radical may also help you with your digestive problems. A couple of capfuls a day on the Z-Radical. And then so much more you could do. Make sure you're using bile salts and apple cider vinegar with all of your meals. I'm suspecting that you're not absorbing your fats, and this can be secondary to a gallbladder problem, which many women have, especially as they're getting older and approaching menopause. So make sure you're processing your fats. Try, when you return from your fast, why don't you try a couple of scoops of coconut oil or a couple tablespoons of a good essential fatty acid liquid like Udo's Blend, or maybe even a bunch of butter, and see how you respond. If you get nauseous or you have discomfort, or if you have diarrhea after the fast, that's a sign that you got malabsorption of fats, which is very common, and then you're going to want to address that, and there's lots of ways to do that. Brandy, you got so much going on. If you shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, put your phone number on there. I'll give you some personal help, because there's a lot of stuff that you can do, but that's a great place for you to start. Okay, Brandy, please don't remove your uterus, sweetheart. Please don't let anybody talk you into that until you've tried some of these alternative strategies, okay?
The point, I can't even work. I can't function.
Well, yeah, you're miserable, but you're miserable, I understand, but there's wonderful alternatives here, and it's got to be miserable. But can you imagine how your body, what would your car be like if you didn't have any gasoline in it?
Exactly.
It's the same idea.
I completely agree with you. I begged my husband to cash in our 401k to move to where you are to have you treat me.
You don't need to move here, my dear. We can do it on the telephone. We can do it on the phone. So you shoot me an email with your phone number, and I'll get in touch with you, okay?
All right, sir. You're a godsend. Thank you so much for what you do for the world.
Good luck with everything, and I hope I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Okay, let's see. Oh, my God. Bill's been holding on forever here. What's up, Bill, in Oklahoma? Sorry about that, bro. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Appreciate your show. I really appreciate the fact that you don't push a certain product that you know, like a probiotic or whatever, you know, you say a probiotic.
It's all about health, Bill. It's all about getting us back to our God-given state of health. Thank you for saying that, Bill. Appreciate it. Only got a couple minutes. How can I help you?
Okay. Striving to live healthy, and my wife and I are just take one scoop of the Tangy Tangerine because we supplement. We go to a doctor that has us on like 15,000 D3 and niacin for our cholesterol and that.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Niacin, by the way, is awesome for lowering cholesterol. If you're really interested in lowering cholesterol, that should be the first thing you do. Kudos to your doc. Real quick, what's your question, my friend?
Okay. The sipping on it through the day, my wife likes a glass of ice water while she's at work, and likes about a 12 ounce with ice water. And I was wondering about, can you mix that up, the Tangy Tangerine ahead of time? Maybe a little strong, let it dilute down, but with warm water.
Sure.
Because it doesn't seem to dissolve real well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use a little warm water. You can make a nice little tea out of it, almost like a little cider. You can do it any way you want. And it's best to use it fresh, but one day shouldn't hurt it. I wouldn't let it sit in the refrigerator for more than one day, though. You want the water-soluble vitamins in there break down pretty quickly. So yeah, you can make it up in the morning and use it all day. That's not a problem.
Warm water, but not hot.
Warm water's not a problem either. And even, I wouldn't boil it or anything, but you can use hot water. Don't let it sit around in hot water too long, and certainly don't boil it. But yeah, you can use warm or hot water, no problem.
So warm water, and then I can put it the ice in it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Bill. Have a beautiful day, bro. All right, let's see. Jim in California, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side. Got about a minute, if you can do it in a minute. What's up?
Yeah, man, I'm a 73-year-old male, and I have a problem with tremors in my left hand.
Okay, lots you could do. Tremors are a sign that the nervous system is starting to get a little inflamed, that microinflammation. Tons you could do. Number one, for electrical conductivity, tremors are a sign that electrical energy is not being directed in a smooth fashion. For electrical conductivity issues, the first thing to think about is the B complex of vitamins. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go get yourself something called a B100 capsule. Use it throughout the day. Secondly, for electrical conductivity issues, you want to think about electrolytes, electroconductivity, potassium, calcium. I'd be using extra magnesium. 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day can have a nice stabilizing effect for tremors and for jitteriness or restless leg syndrome. Potassium is very, very important. Most of us are getting way too much sodium and not enough potassium. You'll get potassium in fruits and vegetables. It's probably best to stick with vegetable juices and vegetable soups. There is potassium in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course, as well. And then for electrical conductivity issues, omega-3 fatty acids, which we will be talking about in the next couple of days. Flaxseed oil, I'd be using either the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity or the Udo's Blend Liquid, which I love. And then also fish oil maybe help you as well, too, a little bit of fish oil. I'm going to address this whole fish oil subject here in a couple of days. Tons you could do, though. And last thing, Jim, again, is as with all health issues, focus on digestive health issues first and foremost, and then focus on blood sugar issues secondly. And last, but most certainly not least, deep breathing techniques are wonderful for all electrical instability issues, whether you're talking about cardiac arrhythmias or whether you're talking about restless leg syndrome or whether you're talking about tremors. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. If we left you on hold, I apologize for that. Call tomorrow first thing, and we'll put you at the top of the queue. Tell my call screener that you were left on hold. We'll put you to the top of the queue. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll tell you about an alternative for sodium bicarb that's a really healthy alternative, and it has something to do with laxatives. That's a little clue for you. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, and my blog, pharmacistben.com. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.